Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Thank you for tuning in today. Big Brother premieres tonight. It sounds like Vinny and I will not be able to watch that until tomorrow. I know. Oh, boy. I really want to watch everyone go in, though. Can Nicole and Bryn promise to not give me any spoilers? How can I escape it? There's no way I can escape spoilers.
Just stay up. You've waited all this time.
You're right.
Just stay up. I mean, rally and stay up the whole night. The show will be way more fun tomorrow like that anyway.
Oh, yes. Right. No one's ever on their game like they are after an all-nighter.
Punchy
That's a
Sarah's
great
fun,
idea.
Sarah. I like it. I think that, you know, when things get weird, they get fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might have to. I'll see. I'll see how long I can nap for today.
There you go.
Yeah. And we'll just figure it out. I'm sure I'll fall asleep on the couch, so I guess that'll be fine. All right, sorry to bother you with my own personal trials and tribulations over whether or not I can watch Big Brother. It's time for the news. Let's do this thing.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. That is Fremont Bank. Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
They're pretty great. All right. Where to begin? It should be a nice, cool day today. Maybe you like the hot stuff. I'm not into it, so I'm enjoying the little cool down that we're having at the moment. But we aren't going to see any place that I've been able to find in the 80s. So we should be in the upper 60s, mid 70s everywhere.
Yeah, if we could only just bottle a mid 70s cloudless day, that'd be the way.
You're not kidding. That's
a little breeze,
good stuff.
Light breeze would be nice. I like that.
So this is a trip because I do understand that being content in some cases is happy enough. You know, like everything can't be the best. Sometimes you just want to be comfortable and good with that. And yet the idea that you're settling seems like less than content.
Ideal,
it seems. Yeah. It seems. So this story is about that. According to a new survey, more than 80% of people say they settle for things that aren't the best, including major and minor things. So I thought, well, that's interesting. That is one of the things that bothers me. I've talked to enough people through the years and heard enough stories from married people who are like, I blew it. I don't like this person that much. I shouldn't have married this person. I thought I was supposed to, so I did, and now I'm here, and it's, you know, 15 years have passed. We've got kids and a house, and all of it seemed
tragic.
To have happened to me. I didn't, you know, make this choice. It was like a path had been set and I followed it. And you hear that and I'm frightened by those stories. It's one of the if there's a reason why I've ever been negative about marriage, it's that. Like, well, I don't want anyone stuck with me. I don't want that. I want you to feel more than comfortable to say, I've been here long enough. I've had it. I'm going to go. And not have it destroy our lives, but just have it be, you know, an amicable parting. Right. Yeah, you all right.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's easier said than done, you know.
I know.
And I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I never even loved you and I settled for you. And it's like, you know what? Let's go back to those. Let's roll the tape on those first few years. Because
sure,
I think this
maybe.
Is revisionist history. You know, a lot of times people are, you know, the guy couldn't wait to get down the aisle. Now he's, oh, I was never in love with you. F you, buddy. Come on. Or girl, whoever. Oh, what are we looking at here?
I just saw something move in my peripheral. Uh-oh. And was like, what the heck? It was the
Seems
Mrs.
early
crawling.
For that.
Oh. No, it was the Mrs. crawling into the office to get something. So,
oh, crawling.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. She really doesn't want to disturb you.
She's trying.
Crawling in.
Right. Huh. Anyway, or she had her shoes on and doesn't want to take them off. That's the other reason. In the carpet.
You guys don't wear shoes?
Right. So that could be the other thing. She's crawling in because she didn't want to pull her shoes off. Anyway, here's some of the stuff we settle on. Not all of it is relationship related, so I didn't mean to paint it that direction. But the number one thing is salary. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you ask for as much as you can get, that you hold out for as much as you can get, but... In the end, it's like, yeah, I want
to
work.
Pay, and if you're willing to work there for that money, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I guess that's settling, but that's more like just life.
That's just a negotiation, you know. That's the normal. If you're lucky enough to have a negotiation, I guess not everybody does.
No.
Job is on the list as well, and I understand that. I think.
Well,
that,
sure, we can't all be ballerinas and firemen, you know,
or radio show hosts.
Sure, absolutely.
The house we live in.
Oh.
In the Bay Area, there's no doubt that you have probably competed multiple times to get a home, lost multiple times to get that home. And ultimately, the one you won, you went, oh, we got it.
We got it.
All right.
Yeah. Although in the Bay Area, you like, you know, okay, so you paid $2.5 million for a, you know, 1,300 square foot ranch. That's, you'll be able to sell that. Like, don't worry.
No, I understand, but there's no doubt that's settling the
absolutely.
The
oh
story
my God.
That
anywhere
I just
anywhere else, you get a castle.
The story that I'm talking about is that but through the competition process of getting a home, you realize you have to start putting in bids multiple places. You just have to. And then when you win, you go, I won that, huh? I'm going to pay that
one.
For that. Ah, yikes. All right. Well, let's change our attitude.
We'll settle for that.
Right. The car, the friends. I'm surprised. You don't have to settle for the friends you have. You can move. Yeah, that's a choice. Your family.
Right.
You're
stuck. Yeah, your family, you're stuck. But your friends, I mean, work them out, people. You know, if there's someone that you're not that into, you know, maybe you don't want to hurt their feelings or anything, but you just stop saying yes to stuff.
Right. Well, this story is about 80% of people saying they settle for things. And again, I do believe being content is about what you should hope for in life, meaning you're happy and your needs are met and you're comfortable, and it can't all be the best. It just can't. But settling for your partner, that's the one. Number six on the list. That bothers me. Just makes me feel like,
I don't like that too. It's an insult to the person that you're with, like you're so
that you phonied it
you
up.
Oh, you settled, you have these beautiful children and a you know, wife or husband who does what, that's annoying.
It's scummy, it makes me like, oh, so
settling.
You tricked someone into, you know, going the distance with you, but ultimately, you settled and you aren't happy.
I could have done better. Oh, yeah, do better. Go, off you go.
Cheaper restaurants than you'd like to eat at, clothing brands you'd prefer to have. These are things we've settled on, and
a
price we could have negotiated, but just didn't. I just paid the man.
Yeah.
I do that all
that
the
happens,
time. I hate negotiating stuff.
Well, it sucks. You just feel like you feel like a heel for asking, and, you know.
Can I get a discount?
Right. Well, how much is this for me? The price tag's on it, dude. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it's me, so.
Right.
You know, I'm with me all the time. I'm amazing.
Okay, this story is about modern day travel. This person is saying they've flown a bunch of times, and here are the tricks that he uses to stay safe as possible during a pandemic.
Okay.
And it's a lot. So I'm telling you, when you, as you hear this, you'll say, I'd rather not fly. This person says he puts on multiple layers of latex gloves. That way, as one feels contaminated, you pull it off and you have another one ready and waiting.
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, okay. So now I'm I'm sorry. The whole outfit?
No. Just latex gloves.
Oh,
multiple latex gloves on.
Oh, they're saying put on like five.
Yes. Multiple latex gloves on. So as one feels contaminated, you pull it off, but you've
got
the
clean
next one in place.
Okay, I get it now. Got it. Totally misunderstood that.
That is a lot. I feel like that's almost too much right there. Like those things.
Well, the gloves
and
they're awful, right? Ugh.
They say here, and I bet you, he's saying he's able to go through TSA that way. I don't doubt that they'd say, get those things off. So I don't know,
really?
But he says after he goes through TSA, and after he touches anything high contact, like escalator hand, he takes a layer off after check-in, after he goes through TSA, and after he touches anything high contact, like escalator handrails. Okay, so he's saying TSA will let you through with these.
With the handrails on. I know, that is strange, because usually anything that you can easily get off, they want off of you.
I'm surprised.
Maybe he's going
right.
through like TSA clear or something, or you know, whatever.
Maybe.
That, you know.
I mean, I guess they would understand why you're doing it during a pandemic, right. So maybe they wouldn't hassle you. Get a paper ticket, he says. Don't use your phone. You're contaminating your phone as soon as you start pulling it out and using it with your hands. Get a paper ticket. Bring lots of disposable masks. He changes his mask. This is a person who's flying during a pandemic regularly. He says he changes his masks every 4 hours and tries not to touch it at all while it's on his face.
Mm.
He says, don't go to the food court. He never gets food. And if he needs a drink, he wipes down a bottle, but he also tries to find a corner to sit in with as few people as possible. And then it says, look for non-crowded bathrooms. You might have to walk to another part of the terminal, but that's the length he's going to stay healthy during a pandemic while flying regularly. He also changes his mask after he uses the restroom.
Oh,
and he never uses the bathrooms on the plane, ever.
Well, that's, there's a trick to not using the bathrooms on a plane, and it involves not drinking before the flight.
Right.
Which is hard for some people.
Sounds
like
this guy's,
willing.
Lastly, he doesn't worry too much about the air on the plane because it's filtered and recirculated every few minutes, but he never takes his mask off, covers as much skin as possible, and wipes everything down, including his seat, window, table, and seatbelt. He even wipes down his buttons and knobs on the ceiling, and that is how he has been able to fly regularly during a pandemic without getting sick. Seems like a lot.
It does. It just seems like, well, look, if he has to fly and he's worried about it, then he's doing all the right things. It's a lot to do, but that's what, if you're going to fly, that's what you should do. For people who don't have to fly, just don't fly. Like, what are you going to, Mom, did you get notes on all that? You going to come out and visit?
Is she?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
She's not.
Well, they're safe there in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Why would they ever leave the safety of Florida?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, why wouldn't TSA let you wear latex gloves? The scanner sees right through them. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm so over the pull off your shoes thing. It's just like,
Yeah. Well, that you got to get that fly clear. You don't have to do that.
I don't fly enough for that.
Yeah. Frankly, at this point, I don't either. Does anybody?
Listen to this, 510. Last year's season of Big Brother was so completely racist and race driven more than any other season. That being said, I'm done and will never watch it or any other. Sorry about it.
I can't even remember who won last year. I never.
Oh, here it is.
People.
Or any other show that allows the racist to thrive. It's become a show that just angers me against white people.
I know
and I
what
won't
it was.
Let
it
a
was...
show put me in that mindset again.
It was the Mickey dude.
And the and his buddy and the long-haired yeah. dude. They both right. had a couple choice statements that were seen
Jack
to be
and Mickey. Yeah, they were
problem.
Terrible people. I actually don't mind watching people whose opinions are horrible. I feel like, well, I know them. And I hated that. Like, the way he treated women, appalling. Like, that was, you know, as much as anything racist, I was just like, wow, this guy is just showing what a total DB he is.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was, oh, boy, is he awful. I hope he's not coming back. I'll be bummed. I hate him.
I have to believe one of the reasons for these all-star shows is that they don't have to... They don't have question marks about the characters. They may right. not be the best people, but they at least know what they're getting and feel like they could put on a show without something falling out of a dude's mouth where they go.
So maybe, so are you saying that they would say, no, I'm sorry, but you caused too much controversy and we didn't like this or that and you're not on? Like, my hope is neither one of those guys is on this season.
Right. Yeah. I think when
because
you're casting,
you
go, we right. don't put racists on the show on purpose.
Right.
That's
if you reveal that about
that,
yourself, that's a totally right. different thing.
Right.
That's on
no,
you,
I think
buddy.
I think that's where they lose their ability, their deniability, is that when if they've right. put all-stars on and they've put on racist people that are known racist, now you've got no deniability. Now
no,
you're just someone that promotes
absolutely.
That. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to start with, I do have some Big Brother stuff too, but we are going to start with the Billboard Hot 100 right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.